This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there on the website. And then, on top of that, if you would, if you give me your email address, there's a place to put your email address in. Every week I send out an email blast. I let you know who's going to be on the show or who might be on the show. Because, you know, when you're a week in advance, sometimes it's tough. Some of the topics we're going to be discussing, some of the giveaways that we have. Yes, we do have giveaways. And you don't really have to do a whole bunch to get them. Pretty easy. You know, right now, one of our sponsors, David Fisher, who you heard the other night on the show, he's a great guy, honest guy, great company. He's giving away a Morgan Silver coin. And really, the only real qualification, as I like to say, is you can't be living in your grandma or your mother's basement. You got to have two nickels to rub together. And you have to agree to take a mailer from him that has not an emailer now, but a mailer called, one is called the Coming Bail-In. Gives you an idea what the government can do with your retirement money. They've already done this in Europe to help offset some of the costs, some of the money the government's paying out. And it's in our laws here. We actually have a law that allows the government to, you ready for this one? To borrow your retirement money. That's right. Well, that's what they call it. Where I come from, we always call that stealing. So they're allowed to do that. And you get a little slip of paper that says, hey, the government has this much of your money. The government owes you this much money. And that's pretty much it. And as you can understand, as you've been through before, I'm sure some of you have in your life, you don't, once the government gets your money, it's pretty much over at that point, right? You really think you're going to get it back? Now, before I get into the David Bigo thing, and we should tweet, make sure that when we're tweeting this story, we use her Twitter handle, okay? You'll find it. All right. So, for some of you who pay attention to her, Tommy Lahren, is that her name? Tommy Lahren. God, what happened to Smith and Jones? That was so much easier. I know, my name wouldn't last either, right? So, Tommy Lahren, who is now, I think she's what, 24, 25, 26, still very young. Very, very young. I call her a puppy, but then that would have the wrong, you know, I call young people puppies all the time. But apparently they found scandalous pictures and tweets of her from college days. Because as we know, nobody in college does anything stupid, right? And as far as the left is concerned, there's no forgiveness, absolutely no forgiveness for a young conservative woman or young conservative man. They have to carry that forever, like Sessions, right? Stuff that he did 30, 40 years ago and shows absolutely no sign of doing the same thing since then, he's got to be held accountable for today. Their people, however, nothing. Not a thing. Ted Kennedy kills a woman, He gets off scot-free. Nobody holds his feet to the fire when he's running for president. Nobody on their side brings that up. Right? We could go down the whole Charlie Rangel, Maxine Waters. We go through the whole list of things that these people have done that are flat-out illegal and wrong and scandalous, and the left can't be bothered with. So Tommy Lahren, okay, she gets beat up by the left because of some pictures that went out on Twitter. I don't know. She was 21. I don't. What were you when you first get into college, right? Now she might have been a crazy lady. I don't know. I don't watch her, listen to her, read her stuff because because of how she looks. Or that I think she's like this perfect little conservative girl. I love her energy, and I love how she's willing to hit something head on. So she now has like over 500,000 followers and all this other stuff. So the earlier this week, somebody found some of the pictures of her, these social media boneheads, at a bar with beer and doing some crazy stuff and hanging out with people, tattooed from forehead to and you think it's kind of funny because you think the left, especially, they don't care about that stuff. Right? So they brought it up and they actually started posting them out there. They started putting them out all over the place and showing you what she was saying back then. I mean, we're going back to 2012, 13, or 14. Right? I know. I realize that's not 25 years ago. But the girl was in college. All right? A lot of college kids get stupid. And she may not even think that was stupid. She may think that was just pretty. I don't know. I'm not talking for her at this point in time. Right? So at 21, she's there. She's at the bar. She's drinking. She's having a field day. In the bar, she's taking stupid pictures with other people that have been drinking, having a field day, and being stupid. One of her tweets is like, Christmas tipsy texting never turns out well, but damn it, it's tempting. And she goes, I'm going to get a drink. Anyone else need a drink? I mean, these stupid things, right? So it's really funny. So now they're calling her on a car. They're bringing it up. Look at this girl. Well, hey, look, she was pretty then. She's pretty now. What do you think? You're going to turn off the young guys against her? You think you're going to keep people from talking about her because you're putting this stuff out here? So, again, it's that double standard that they try to hold us to on a regular basis. It's a double standard that they think it's okay to do. And it's not. So David Vigo joins me in the next segment. And David fought the SEIU on his own dime because he knew he could give his workers a better place to work than they could. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're really going to like this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the
unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the fog, but meantime.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right to it. David Bigo joins me on a regular basis on the show. And for those of you left-leaning lunatic trolls that love to hop in on Facebook and just say stupid stuff, I get the biggest kick out of. He fought the SEIU with his own money, and his employees, the thousands of employees he had, were so thankful. Seriously. Because the SEIU wasn't going to do them any favors. Matter of fact, they would have been worse off with the SEIU. But, you know, hey, some of you guys out there that you take that dem pill every day, and you think that SEIUs are a gift from God, or the unions are, good luck with that. One of the guys I love to have on the show on a regular basis is David Bigo. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, His Fight and Victory Over the SEIU. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate you having me on and helping expose what's going on in this country.
Well, you know, you and I were talking just before you came on, and a whole bunch of stuff happening. First, let's talk a little bit about the hearings. You know, I'm watching these hearings, and I'm trying to watch it from a nonpartisan commentator kind of viewpoint, and all I see is a continuation of the campaign and the beating on Trump. I mean, one of the sessions, one of the senators asked Sessions, hey, is grabbing a woman by her genitals, which she doesn't want you to, is that sexual assault? And I'm thinking, well, you think we're all idiots? Do you not think we know what you're doing here? So, I mean, it really isn't them digging down to where he's at. They want to make sure or make it seem like he will or will not take Trump to task. How do you see these hearings so far?
Well, that's exactly what the left does, and that's what this is all about. And what they're trying to do is, bring these people down and make them look bad and smear them and all that. I mean, same thing the SEIU did with me. And, what we need, and I think we've seen it so far with Trump's appointees, you got to have some backbone and stand up to these people and kind of expose them for what they are. But they're going to continue to do this because, Joe, I sincerely believe that the Democratic Party and their backers like Soros and the union bosses and that are so desperate because they know they're in a downhill slide. It could be the end of unions as we know them, and the Democratic Party as we know it. They're going to do everything they can to destroy the Trump administration.
You know, if they were, it's what's going on right now. Some of the, like that painting that's going up and down in Congress, they're going back and forth with that. I kind of agree with some of the other pundits, with some of the other commentators. They are assuring that Trump gets a full 8 years. When they keep playing games like this, they're assuring him a win no matter what he does. Don't you agree?
Well, I think so, but they don't see it that way. They look at it, and they look at it as a way to, smear him and make people look bad. And of course, here's the other thing that you got to understand: what goes on behind the scenes as they talk to the people that are behind them and that, and the Democrats, they tell them, "Oh, we're going to do great things for you," and it's their rhetoric, kind of like Obama's speech last night. It was a bunch of just, glorious build-up rhetoric.
With absolutely no truth to it. Absolutely nothing.
And that's what they do. And they just they throw out all this stuff, knowing that a big percentage of the population will buy into it because they really don't dig into the details. And it all sounds good to them, and they say, oh, they're promising us all this stuff and that. So, we got to believe these guys. And that's how they approach these things.
Oh, I tore it up last night. I didn't have, my show's on at those primetime functions, and I always have to hit it the next day. But I could tell just by the closed captions we had on and other stuff that was going on across the street, I'm going, wow, this is amazing. And then I had an African-American guy on. He's on with me every week. He's screaming from across the room, screaming, hey, look, I can't watch him. I got to shut him off. He makes me crazy because of the lies, because of his warped sense of truly where this country's at and what's going on. Like, the main thrust last night was by him leaving office, the country was going to go back into the mess it was in before he got there. We're worse off today than we were then in so many ways. Don't you agree?
Oh, they do, but this is what they do.
The main thrust last night was by him leaving office.
And their lies and stuff like this. And we actually have a situation in one of the facilities that we clean that we think the union's involved in coming after. And we actually had a meeting with the people, our people had a meeting with the employees today and said, we think that the union's behind it and they want to unionize you guys and you have to pay dues. You know what one of our employees said? And this, from what I understand, this was a black gentleman. He gets it. He says, yeah, they just want dues so we can buy the union boss a steak dinner. So people are waking up to this stuff. But we have to continue to expose it and get people to understand that the other side thinks that they can go out and they can make these promises and they throw out all this misinformation and that, and they'll get people so, brainwashed that, okay, they'll vote for them.
Yeah, I know. This is, This is getting out of control. It's a constant social war. It's not even a war about reality anymore. They're trying to redeem themselves again. They're trying to make it so they look good, that they still look like the fighters. But the reality is, when you take California, simply take California out of the mix, they got their butts handed to them in the last election. The average worker who used to be a hardcore, staunch, you know, never deviate from a Democrat, they all voted for Trump, or a majority of them voted for Trump. They're done. They're losing it, and they don't know how to handle it. I so agree with you with that, you know?
Well, yeah, and I think we're going to see, I don't know if I've ever told you, but I'm on the board of CIE, Center for Independent Employees, and this is a group that represents employees that don't want to be unionized and helps them in election processes or decertify and all that. And they were actually up in my office today, the CEO and that, thanking me for what I've done to help them, you know, the past year being on the board and that. And, you know, it's interesting talking to them because what they're seeing across the country and what they expect in the next 10 months is craziness. They think that the unions and, you know, the far-left supporters and that are going to really go after business across this country and go after Trump you know, use the regulations that Obama has put into place to force unionized people so that they can save the unions. And so I think we're going to see a lot of warfare going on, okay?
Oh, I don't disagree with you. You know, and we're coming up on a break, but I want to start down this road, which is, you know, when we look at some of the choices, actually, I'll hit that after the break, but unions, you know, you think unions would love Trump? You think they would just, whether you see him as a Republican or not, do you think they would love Trump? He's bringing jobs back to the country. You know, he's got Carrier to stay here. He's got Ford to decide not to do it. I mean, he's already bringing thousands of jobs back to this country. And we're going to talk more with David Vigo on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Back with my SEIU Slayer after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Bigo joins me as he does on a regular basis. I love to call him my SEIU slayer. Yeah, I'm always pleased, and I have a good time when David's on with me. David Bigo, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, his fight with the SEIU. How he fought and won for his employees, as far as I'm concerned, if you read the book. And you can find the book in our Amazon bookstore, and in our bookstore, and I'm sure you can find it at devilatourdoorstep.com, too. David, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thanks, Joe. I got to ask you a question. You know, listen to your little
intro.
Intro, you know, when the guy's talking to his wife, and then all of a sudden there's a slap. Was that you?
I keep the recorder on when Tammy goes out of her mind there. I got to make sure that I have to have proof.
I'm sorry. I had to ask.
I know. Hey, look, she's got a little Nerf gun. And when I say stuff on the air she doesn't like, you see little Nerf darts come flying through the air and hit me in the side of the head. So she keeps me close for a reason, buddy.
Can I tell you a story real quick?
Sure.
Yeah. I was down at Hinkle Fieldhouse, which is basketball stadium for Butler University here in Indianapolis, on Sunday. Our new governor, Eric Holcomb, had a basketball shootout there, and I was invited to it. And he invited several people, and I was in line, and the guy in front of me was a guy that played for IU back, he graduated from IU in 1962. And, very nice guy. We're talking about basketball and that. And, you know, I played basketball in high school and college too and everything. And we were skiing stuff, and he'd get off of the, kind of off track every once in a while and say some things that were a little off track. And his wife would look at him, give him a hard time. And, he'd say, "Yes, dear." And, he'd get talk again, he'd get off track again, and she'd look at him and, you know, point her finger at him and goes, "Yes, dear." So I just thought I'd give you a little, education.
Well, I enjoy working with my wife. We have a good time together always, but she is a prim and proper Georgia peach, and I'm a Boston street fighter. So you can only imagine some of the conversations, some of the things that make her cringe, and I'm just going, what? What?
What's the problem? Well, it was so funny with this guy. You know, this guy was 77, 78 years old. I was, you know, just standing in line and wait to get out on the court and do the shooting and that. I got such a kick out of it. It was unbelievable.
Oh, all right. So back to unions. We were talking about unions. And I was saying to you, the unions should be loving on Trump and the Republicans because Trump's bringing those jobs back. You know, Carrier, Ford, other companies. He's going to keep those jobs here in this country and maybe even grow them at this particular point in time. Why do you think they're still opposing him in some areas?
Well, there's a couple really fine points on this. Number one is that the union bosses and the major unions, I don't know if you realize this, spent over $100 million to get Hillary elected. They donated that much to her campaign. And while they were doing that, the union membership, somewhere around 54 or 55% of the union membership voted for Trump. And I talk to a lot of union members in that, and basically what they're saying is they're tired of the union bosses. They're tired of the fact that they don't take care of them, and you spend their money for their retirement programs and other programs. They're spending it on politics, and they're done. And I'm talking about people with United Auto Workers and the SEIU and other places. And so the unions have a real problem right now. They really don't have the support of their membership. And the second problem they have is that the Trump with the Puzder, who's coming in as the Department of Labor, he's going to go after him and the National Labor Relations Board, and they're going to eliminate all the regulations that Obama put in effect for the unions. So it's kind of a double whammy for them, and I think they're in deep trouble. I really do.
And they see it coming. They have to see it coming because you look at the appointments that he's put up, and these are not your normal political politician type of choices, are they?
No, they're not. And the thing I like about it is we have a lot of business people, which I think we need in Washington, because we have too many people in Washington that have never worked in the private sector a day of their life. They don't understand how the free markets and capitalism work. And that's what we need in this country. That's because that's what's made us great.
Hey, did you read my notes? Because that's my next question. Do you think business appointees are better than politician appointees? Because I'm looking at the hearing on the Exxon fella today, and I'm thinking, how calm and cool he was and how he answered those questions, but not in a political way. He was actually pushed back on some of those senators and said, I don't have the information to be able to do that. I don't have this. And, no, I would approach it like this. And I'm thinking, he doesn't know any better. He's sitting in a boardroom talking to some of the board members, and that's how he sees it, right?
The businessmen understand how to go about, and when they get in their positions, they'll get the information then, and that's what they're trying to do to them now is say, what do you know about this? What do you know about? Well, you're not going to know until you get in there and you really delve into it, and you have the people that report to you give you the information you need so you can make good decisions. But here's the difference: it's like Tillerson. He knows to sit down, how to sit down and negotiate. He knows how to go through the process and that, and make sure that at the end of the day, he does the right thing for America. Many politicians and our current secretary doesn't understand that stuff at all.
Well, I thought it was interesting that they were pounding on him today to see what he would do with China. I mean, with Cuba and some of the other things, and he said, look, there are statutes that the current president went around to make some of the things happen that are happening down there. We have to look at the statutes. And the senator came back at him and said, well, I would hope you would push the statutes aside and do what's right for the American and Cuban people. And he said, the statutes are laws. I can't push them aside. And I went, yeah, that's what I want to hear. That's exactly what I want to hear.
That's exactly right. We're a nation of laws, and we have to abide by the laws. It's like illegal immigration. If you look at the laws, everybody that comes across into this country should be, verified. And we shouldn't allow people just to come across the border and, use our entitlement programs and put their kids in our schools, and we're paying for for all this stuff and get jobs where they're being paid under the table and, you know, all that kind of stuff. They need to come in and be verified through our process, and we need to follow our laws. What these other people are saying, basically, when they're going after Tulsa and other people, is they don't care about the laws of this country.
No, I agree with you. No, they don't care. In listening to their questions, it's obvious that the laws are simply suggestions for them. And I mean that not because I want to beat on the Dems. That's not my goal here. But when you have somebody standing behind a mic and basically saying, yeah, statutes, just push them aside, get them out of the way, let's just do what's right. And I'm thinking, no, get them changed. Go through the process. I taught my kids all their life, just because you don't like the rule doesn't mean you get to break it. What it means is you follow the rule until you can go to the school or go wherever you have to go, get enough people together, and get the rule changed. And all of a sudden, that's changed.
That's exactly right. But you have to understand that, and I've been through this. Joe, I didn't understand this until I was attacked by the SEIU. These people don't care about the laws. They don't care about integrity. They don't care about being honest. All they care about is doing whatever it takes to keep them in their position of power. And that's what this country has to wake up to. And I think Trump will expose it, and I think the people that he's selected for his administration will, expose it all, too.
Yeah, I'm believing, because he's so unconventional about things, that these people, he's not going to tell these people how to politically handle stuff. He's just going to tell them to do the right thing. The intelligence reports that we heard about last Friday, and we're hearing a lot more about over the weekend and coming into this week, just give me the overview. Do you trust these reports? I mean, considering that Obama has had them dumb them down in the past, has had them leave information out, do you really trust what we're getting and learning about Russia and the election?
No, not at all. I mean, let's just, look at reports in America and statistics that come out, like the unemployment rate. You know, he was standing up in his speech yesterday saying, you know, it's the lowest it's ever been. You know, we've increased jobs and wages and all that stuff. But, you know, what he doesn't want to say and what they don't want to say is that, you know, we've got the largest percentage of people in history not looking for jobs. And that's because they're all in entitlement programs and other things. And this administration's done that to get them on their side, basically giving them money.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Listen, stay with us, because this is David Pigo, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won with the SEIU. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate you being with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Listen, I get right back to my guests, but you need to pay attention. This stuff is going on around you. We have so many distractions going on. I want you to pay attention. I want you to take notes, and then I want you to help us fight, really, sincerely. Vigo's on the line with me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep and his fight with the SEIU and how he won it. David, first of all, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate. I really do like when you're on the show with me very much.
Well, I appreciate you having me on and what you do, Joe, and that you're, you know, out there waking up America to what's really going on.
I would like to believe in my small little way with my 16 listeners that I had a hand in some of the positive stuff that took place this year in politics. Hey, David, some people are hearing you for the first time tonight, and you know, as we add new stations, we actually added 3 stations in the last 2 months. And so as we add new stations on to the network, give us the Reader's Digest version of what you went through with the SEIU, if you would.
Well, yeah, the SEIU, Service Employees International Union, they tried. tried to force unionize all the major cleaning companies across the country, and they wanted us to sign a what's called a neutrality agreement. And when you sign a neutrality agreement, it takes away your employees' rights away to an election process, secret ballot election, decide if they want to be in the union, and goes to card check, where they get a bare majority of your employees to sign union cards, and you're automatically union. And to facilitate that, you have to give them a list of all your employees and their home addresses and contact information so they can go to their homes and intimidate and threaten them until they sign the cards. And I told them, I said, look, before I got into this business, I was in agribusiness for 10 years. I ran union plants. I'm not anti-union. If you want to have an election process, I'll live with it. And they said, no, you're going to do this. And I said, why no? It's un-American. I'll never sign it. And they said, we're going to attack you. And they did. They used politicians against me, clergy people, little kids in my neighborhood in Halloween, rallies in the streets of Indianapolis.
Oh,
they filed OSHA complaints. They filed unfair labor practices. They smeared me in the press. And we had a 3.5-year battle across the Midwest from Missouri through Pennsylvania. And we beat them. And 3 days later, it was appealed to Washington. And I can't prove this, Joe, but we're pretty sure. The president of the SEIU at the time, Andy Stern, was buddies with the current president. We think he made a call to the White House, and the federal government appealed it. And it went to Washington. It took another 14 months, and I won in Washington. And what's interesting about this is enough people read my first book that came out during that time period, The Devil at My Doorstep. They sent me their stories of being abused by union bosses and their political hacks, okay, the politicians that they were in favor of, and also one of the clergymen that attacked me sat down and read my book, and he called me. We had lunch, and he apologized. He said, Dave, everything you say in your book is true. I was wrong. The union was wrong, and he apologized, and he wrote me a letter of recommendation, which is in the second book, The Devil at Our Doorstep. And, I did this not because I'm anti-union, because I was protecting employees' rights. And, this has gained a lot of momentum, except in the mainstream media, who are afraid to talk about it because behind the scenes, they're intimidated by the union bosses not to say anything.
Well, you and I talked about this, and you kind of joked about it, and, it'd be a great book to make a movie out of, because there's a lot of darkness behind some of the stuff that goes on. And in my position, I've got to know some people in Hollywood and other places. Actually, I'm not far from Hollywood. And the one fellow I showed it to came right, producer, got money, got a way to pull it off, looked at me right in the face and said, it's about the SEIU. We're not going to make that happen. They've got most of Hollywood sewn up. We won't be able to get anybody to work on the project, which I thought was quite interesting. If you think about, that's a heck of a lot of power for any group to have, don't you think?
Well, that's right, and that's why you see Hollywood standing behind the Democratic Party and Hillary and stuff like that, because they are being intimidated behind the scenes, and it's like, and I expose it in my book, and I think the guy you talked to brought this up, that, Glenn Beck isn't at Fox anymore because of the SEIU,
mm-hmm.
And that's true. I expose it in my book and here's what happened. I had just got done beating the SEIU and was working on writing my book, and the SEIU had Evan Bayh, senator from Indiana,
mm-hmm.
Introduce a bill in Congress called the Employee Free Choice Act. And that was forced unionism in disguise. It took away the union election process and went to card check. And I was in Washington off and on for 8 months getting that defeated with some other business people. Well, during that time, somehow Glenn Beck got wind of it, and he started smearing the SEIU on TV, okay? And so the SEIU went after Fox's advertisers, and Fox started losing revenues. And the SEIU, and I've got this because I had access to their website, they had sent letters out to people saying to, boycott Fox and Fox's advertisers because of what they're doing to us. And so the SEIU went to Fox and said, you get rid of Beck, and we'll leave your advertisers alone. So Fox threw Beck out. And that's how it happened. And during that time period, I was actually in New York, I was on Fox Business News, And I met Glenn Beck just right before he left. And I gave him a copy of my book. And to this day, Glenn Beck will not talk to me. Because he knows if he does or has me on a show, the SEIU will come after him.
Yeah, this is just nuts. All this stuff is trying to do the right thing for your people. And, you know, I've seen it happen. I've seen people get screwed by the union, and not because, you know, they think they've got all these great new protections, and they do to a degree, but they end up making less money. They've got so many more regulations, and they've got to put up with so much more bureaucracy once they jump onto that bandwagon. It's just craziness.
Well, you know what's interesting out in California, you know, you've got increased minimum wage laws, but the unions introduce that. In many cases, the unions are exempt from them.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, this is great for everybody but us. this is going to help everybody but our employees. What a bunch.
Well, it comes down to the fact is it's not about the employees.
No.
It's all about the union dues and the money for their own pocketbook.
You're exactly right. And they had to be sitting there scratching their heads when, and I told you, and I've had this conversation before, but I love it. You know, I'm watching Waters World with Jesse Waters, and he's out with a bunch of construction workers in New York City, and he's asking them who they're going to vote for and why, and they're going, Trump. Lifelong Democrat, lifelong union member, Trump's going to bring the jobs back. And I go, my God, when you lose a lifelong Dem who's a lifelong union member and he's voting Trump, you're in trouble. And then they never woke up to it.
Well, and that's exactly right. And, you know, I don't know if I ever told you, but I helped get Right to Work passed here in Indiana and then in Michigan. And in Michigan, some United Auto Workers that worked in a Ford plant had read my first book, and they called me and asked me to help them because they were tired of the union bosses because they knew their dues money wasn't going for the politics they agreed or believed in, and they weren't getting, the payback, whatever it was, health care or whatever, you know, wasn't what they promised them and all that kind of stuff. And basically, they wanted the union bosses out.
Yeah, I know. I love this stuff. If more of these stories would just get out, it would just help all the way around. Hey, let's switch back over to politics for a second and talk mostly. Are you concerned, as some people are, I'm not, but as some people are, that Trump's cabinet is made up mostly of rich businessmen and military people, and those are the two things that the left hate the most? Concern you at all?
No, not at all. I mean, as long as they are honest about what they're doing and, they do the right things and they keep their business out of it and don't use it for their own business purposes. And I think the people he selected will do that because here's the bottom line, Joe. We need people in Washington to understand how the free market capitalism works. And we don't have that in Washington. I mean, and I might have told you this story before, but I know a congressman, I've known him, he's going into his fourth term now, and I sat down with him one day and was talking to him about term limits, and he says, Dave, I am totally against term limits, and I said, why? And he says, well, I don't know what I'd do in the private sector. And I looked at him and I said, are you kidding me? You have a law degree, you could be an attorney. And basically what he's saying is I like the income and the lifestyle and everything in Washington, I don't want to get away from that. And that's the problem we have in Washington.
Oh, they've got no skills. No kidding. They got nothing to fall back on. Hey, we're up against it. Go ahead and tell people how to get a copy of your book. It's in my bookstore as well, but how to get a copy of your book and how to learn more about you and sign up for your emails.
Well, go to your site, your bookstore first, but go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com, and they can read my blogs, and they can sign up for my newsletter, and they can also buy my book at a discount. And I encourage people to do it because the mainstream media will not get behind my book because they're afraid of the union bosses because they're being intimidated, just like Fox was with Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you. Don't go far. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about the Talladega College. They're taking a lot of heat because their band was going to go participate in the inauguration. A historic event, and alumni didn't want them to go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Let your friends know about the show. We're here on GCN Live. We'll be right back.